Morning, and I'm glad his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I tell you
Amen, brother.
We need that. Amen.
Preach
I tell you, we got a lot of performing preachers, but if we get honest, amen, there's times preachers, if we just need a fresh touch from heaven.
That's
amen.
The truth, brother.
And I got that touch this morning in Sunday school and just been all the way through this service. Amen. I wrote that in my Bible that brother saying, welcome to God's world. I'm going to preach a thought on that one day. Amen. But just excited to come by.
Yes.
Will you pray? We're going to be over here at Okaloosa CI this week, being a prison meeting and spend a couple days with my family. That's all right, ain't it? Amen. But they don't get to go with me too much. But Lord has been good to us. We was at Swanee CI last week and got to preach five services over there. Brother Jack Lewis, I think he'd come by here one time. And old Brother Jack, now he done got to filling in a little country church. Well, there ain't no little churches, amen. But Lord's called him now. I think he's going into pastor now, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
But
old amen.
Brother Jack called me up. He said, who's going in prison with you this week? I said, Jesus, brother. I said, I'd be glad if you'll show up too, but it was me and Jesus, amen.
Yeah,
well, we had
brother.
A good meeting. We got to in the services over at Swanee, and I give invitations. Some come to the altar. I don't know really what happened, if they called on the Lord and got saved. I've been telling folks, who got saved? I said, to as many as received him.
Yeah.
Amen. As many as received him, them's the ones that got saved. I don't really, so I've seen some cry and couldn't even find them, and other ones didn't even cry, but then they're the faithful ones, amen. But in the service, I preached one day,
and the guy
sitting in the service was from Idaho. He's been locked up for not even about a year now. This guy grew up out in Idaho, a full-fledged Mormon, grew up indoctrinated in it, but I just think it got the privilege to preach to a Mormon right there, amen.
Yeah.
The next day, I had a guy from up in Brooklyn, New York. He grew up, he's a strong Seventh-day Adventist. And I just thought, the opportunities, brother, I know y'all go to prison, but how God, amen.
Yeah.
We'll try. You can go out and try to beat on doors, run the roads, but hey, God will just lock them up, make them sit there.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. And I'm just thinking a privilege just to be able to give out the Word of God. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Now, right week before that, I was out in West Tennessee. I believe y'all support Brother Jim Davis. I was up there with him, and we had a privilege to go out and preach a few days up there in the prison, and I had a blessing. There was a gentleman probably in his 50s, a young man. Amen.
Yeah.
But he come forward, and he said, I'm just tired. And I said, sir, you've never been saved? And his words, he said, I have never been saved. You know, I think, well, man, this guy, he's surely, you know. And I said, well, I can't save you. You call on the Lord. And that gentleman, 50-some years old, called on the Lord and said
brother.
He got saved. Amen. And so just
amen.
A blessing. Amen. Just pray for us. I'm excited about going to prison this week. And, folks, I just tell folks, I've tried to preach. I've been trying to preach since January 96 when God called me. Amen.
Yeah, brother.
I got saved March of 1995. God called me to preach January 96. And I was thinking about, I was riding down the road this morning, and brother, a thought come back in my heart about my mama. I got swear and preach January 96. My mama went home be the Lord February 96, leukemia. And here's a thought come to my mind. You say, well, a lot of folks say, well, leukemia got your mama. No, the Lord got my mama, amen.
Yeah.
Huh? See, the whole year she battled with leukemia, and the Lord just kept on healing her, huh? Lord healed her. You say, well, leukemia got her. No, the Lord just healed her by taking her home. Amen.
Right.
He said he healeth all thy diseases. Amen.
Yeah.
So if I ever face cancer or whatever comes my way, it ain't going to get me. The Lord will keep healing me till he takes me home.
Yeah.
Amen. You're sitting in the pew this morning because the Lord keeps on healing you till he takes you
That's
home.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I belong to him. I've been bought with a price. I tell you this, I'm getting out of the way. Amen.
No, you go ahead and
I was riding
a while.
Out there to West Tennessee the other week, and I thought about just coming my heart about Ephesians 1, chapter, verse
Preach
19.
It
says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who
believe?
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, if we believe in him, amen, what do we believe in? We believe in the death, the burial, the resurrection.
Yeah.
We serve a risen Savior.
Yeah.
And we've got a power that works in this morning because we're believers.
Yes, brother. Amen.
I was out there in West Tennessee, and one of them guys, we go into housing units witnessing to the guys up there throughout the day. And this guy come over, and of course, he's one them Jehovah's false witness, amen. We're the Jehovah's true witness, amen.
Right.
He come over here and he want to ask me some Bible questions, you know, and I said, well, okay, let's get the Bible out and we'll talk the Bible. But he set his Bible out and then he set all these other books out there beside it, and then he said, well, I want to ask you about this verse, and he starts flipping. I said, throw that stuff away and stay right here in your Bible and I'll answer you. He said, well, no, you just don't, this will interpret it right. I said, sir, you can't even read them big words right there, but you just need to stay right here in the
man.
King James Bible. Bible, amen. Huh? Them Jehovah's False Witness, they got all them other books trying to take away from the book, amen. Huh? But I thought, what is exceeding greatness of His power to
right.
us word who believe?
Yeah, brother.
According to the working of His mighty power, what? Which He hath wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, hath set Him at His own right hand in
That's
heavenly
it.
Places. And here it is. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And here it is, brother. And every
yeah.
name that is named.
Name. Yeah.
That does away with Muhammad. That does away with Confucius. That does away with... Yeah. I was out there in prison in Mississippi years ago, and a guy, I was trying to witness to him. I know I've told it before, but I was down on the ground, had a tray of gospel literature, and I was witnessing this guy that's playing cards on the bed. And I was sitting there telling him about the Lord, you know, and I said, one thing I know, I know Jesus is real because He changed my life. And that guy threw his cards on the bed and he looked at me. He said, I know Hare Krishna changed my life. I said, well, how do you know that? Why do you say that, you know? He said, because I don't put screwdrivers in people's heads anymore. I said, well, sir, I'm glad you quit doing that. But if you go to heaven, you've got to be born again, amen. Why? Because far above every name that is
yeah.
named, amen. Huh? And he said, not only in this world... Everybody wants to name every other name in this world.
Yeah.
Hey, but he said, no, in this
right,
world, but in
it,
that
brother.
Which is to come.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bible said, there is none other name under heaven given
yeah,
among men whereby we must be
saved.
Amen. If you're going to heaven, we must be saved. You
yeah.
must be born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but
yeah.
of being corruptible by the Word of God. I love this blessed
yes,
old Bible.
Brother,
amen.
God.
I don't know about y'all, but it's what keeps me stirred up.
Yeah.
Praise God, I'm about backslid. Every time I go to bed till I wake up next morning. You say, what do you mean? Because I need that Bible every
yeah,
morning,
brother.
Every evening, every afternoon, amen. I found an article last night. I'm just going long bootlegging a little preaching here, amen.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to Brother Stevenson. But I found this
you
article
go ahead
I
and
wrote
breathe.
Down. 20 things to know for 2013. We need to know one thing. Jesus Christ crucified. Paul said, I've determined not to know anything among you save Jesus
yes.
Christ and Him crucified. I go to prison. Y'all go to prison too, amen. Some of you work in here, amen, amen. Huh? Praise God. I tell them, some of y'all got to hit them with a club. We hit them with a hammer. Amen. Praise God. God's going to get them either way. But they got them 12-step programs in
yeah.
prison. I ain't throwing off some good programs out there. You know, they got the 12-step. I tell them, God got a two-step program, amen. Repent and believe the gospel. God's got two steps. You repent
yeah.
and believe the gospel. And matter of fact, God wrapped them all right up together because repentance and faith go together.
Yeah.
It's really just one thing you need to know in this 2013.
Yes, brother.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But I found this little article. I just tore it out. I had a thought. It says a USA Today Sports Paul Meinberg. And don't y'all get mad at me. Some of y'all love football. Y'all done start drooling already. Ready this time of year, amen. And I ain't fussing at you if you like football. I know one preacher said most Baptists, so if you threw a football in hell, they'd jump in after it, amen. But oh, I got to get out of the way now, amen. But Paul Meinberg, he has written roughly 400,000 words in the 2013 college football countdown. He draws on that knowledge to highlight the top championship performances of the BCS era and suggest what to watch for this season. I tell you, we don't need to draw on his 400,000 words of knowledge. If you'll study this old King James Bible,
yeah.
we've got over 780-some thousand words of God's knowledge, amen.
Yes.
And you know what? We don't need to be looking for what's watching going on this season. Hey, we need to be looking for the blessed hope
yes,
and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ, amen. That's who I'm watching. That's who I'm listening to.
Yeah.
That's who I'm studying. Studying after is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Hey, that far above, that's all that's been on my heart this
morning. Preach it, brother.
Far above, amen.
Yes.
Hey, He's far above your sorrows this morning.
Yes, He
Somebody
is.
Somebody probably come in the house of God, you got sorrow, amen. I know y'all just come in here and run through that door of shouting no because a brother tried to get us there in Sunday school, amen. Hey, we come in a lot of times in the house of God, we're just full of
Preach
sorrow.
It,
man, there's born a woman is a few days,
but full of it.
Full
of sorrow.
Full of trouble. Isn't that trouble?
Yes.
Why? Because we have a lot of sorrow in our lives, amen. Things we don't understand. Things we can't figure out. Things we can't comprehend. And not only have sorrow
yes,
in
brother.
This life, we have a lot of suffering in this life. Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me.
Reign with me, yeah.
Everybody wants crowns right now. These are cross-bearing days, man. We're going to suffer with the Lord.
That's it.
In this life, you'll have tribulation. You'll have trouble in this life. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome
the world. Hallelujah.
He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. He made the world.
Yes.
He made the stars. He made Jupiter and Mars. Amen. He said, all things were made by him.
Amen, brother. Tell us.
I saved this guy real smart on the job. I didn't hardly know nothing about the Bible. I'm still just maybe getting a few things down now. I've got a long ways to go. Amen. But a guy, he come up to me all smart. I've been saved a few months. He said, well, how in the world we get all the names of all these animals? I said, Adam named every one of them. He said, how in the world can one man do that? I said, because that's what the Bible says. God told Adam to name them.
I said,
he was a smart man, Adam, boy. I tell you what, seeing it just didn't happen just overnight, amen. But I'm telling you, think about in him. He made all the world, amen.
Right, brother.
Everything you see, the heavens declare his glory. The earth showeth his handiwork. Day into day utter speech. Night into night showeth knowledge,
hallelujah.
Amen. And he made it all, friend.
Yes.
How can a man deny the Lord Jesus? I told him the other day, I told one of the inmates, I was getting to grab his watch. I said, imagine if I just stepped all over your watch and flung it all over this chapel. And we'll just stand around and somehow in the process of time, all them little pieces will gather back together and somehow they'll form a watch. That's what them people believe, that Big Bang Theory. You know, this Adam was here and this Adam got with this molecule. Yeah. All of a sudden they formed. And I wrote it down over in the book of Colossians.
Yeah, tell us.
And read this, preacher.
Yeah, take
and
all your time you
quit,
need.
I done quit, but you keep telling me to go, preacher. I want to quit. I want to get out of the way, amen.
Hey, no, you go ahead.
But y'all heard that says, first I was a polywog beginning to begin. Then I was a toad with my tail tucked in. Then I was a monkey in a bamboo tree. Then I was a doctor with a PhD. A polywog and a toad frog and a monkey and a man. Glory to nature for this great big plan. I didn't come for no monkey, amen. I mean, a lot of folks act like a monkey, amen. But praise God, I was made in his image, in his likeness, amen. You say, how's that? God give me a mind to think. God's infinite. He's all but he give me a mind that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He give me a heart. God is love. The very essence of God is love this morning. Amen. Hey, but God, that's why he said, love not the world. Ain't near anything that's in the world. If any man love the world,
brother.
The love of the Father is not in for all's in the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the
pride of life. Yes, brother.
Not the Father, but is of the world. And D.L. Moody put this on his tombstone. He said, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth
forever. Amen.
So I'm not to love this world, but God give me a heart what? To love him, amen.
Amen.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God what? With all
thy heart,
with all thy soul, with all thy... I can't do that without him in me, amen.
Amen.
I fall short. You say, what's good about you, brother Tim? Ain't nothing good about me.
Me neither, brother.
God forbid that I should glory saving the cross. Amen. But I'm glad God knows what I need.
Amen.
God knows that I was without love. But I'm glad he loved me when I was unlovable. But God committed this love to us while we were yet sinners.
Christ died for
us. Amen.
Right.
Scarcely for a righteous man one die, yet preadventure with a good man would some even dare to die.
Dare to die.
But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, if we were dead and
trespasses,
hath quickened us together.
Hallelujah.
We're quickened. That means we're alive this morning.
Amen, brother Tim. Yeah.
Sorrows. Hey, we're looking down on the sorrows in Jesus Christ this morning. You say, where you at? No, I'm up in heaven this morning. I ain't even here. Amen. I'm in heaven this morning, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, I know practically I'm right here in the nasty now. But in Jesus Christ, the Bible said, I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Yes, with him. Amen, brother.
That's far above the sorrows, far above the suffering,
hallelujah.
Far above the separation, amen.
Yeah.
You may have a loved one doesn't get gone home, and you get to miss them. Like I just thought about my mama going down the road, amen. I guess riding that old back road. We grew up out there in Kentucky, and a lot of them old back roads. roads. And sometimes the old back country road, I think about my mom, amen.
Yeah.
You know why? My mom would drive about 90 miles an hour down a back country road, amen. I ain't kidding. She'd tell about my stepdad, you know, she'd just laugh. I'm told she'd scare you to death. That's my wife back there, amen. She'd fly down them back roads. And I said, Mom, we're going to get a ticket. She said, oh, Wally had to pay it, amen. Amen. But I sure do love Mom. I'm looking forward, amen. Praise God. Got a little brother over on the other side. My brother was born mentally handicapped. All he ever learned to do was say, Dad, Dad. But praise God, he's been a shouting hallelujah for years.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen.
Yes, brother.
I'm looking forward to seeing him
again. Amen.
Why? Because I'm far above the separation this morning.
Preach
amen.
On, brother.
I sorrow not as others which have no hope. Amen. Far above the suffering. Far above the sorrow, the separation. Praise God. I'm telling Jesus
amen, brother.
Rejoice this morning. We've got much better than the life we had before. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'm talking about in Jesus this morning. Amen. That name which is above every
amen.
Name. Praise God. He's our advocate with the Father. Amen. I got a good lawyer. Amen. A lot of them guys in prison always going down there to the law library. Wearing about, I tell folks, you got the best lawyer right there. Why you need a fool with that law library? Amen. Put it all in the master's hands.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. He's never lost a case. I said, I always tell him in prison, though. I said, most of you guys, the reason you ain't getting no help because you ain't never got honest, amen. Huh?
Yeah.
Think about it. Majority of them, majority of them took a plea bargain just to do where they're at now. I said, basically, you lied. Well, they get all quiet, too, amen. I'm saying he is our advocate with the Father.
Yes.
Amen. He's our anchor. Praise God.
Yes, he is.
When the winds around us are raging.
Yes.
Amen. He's far above that. He's what?
Preach
he's
on,
far
brother.
Above the storms. You say, preach, you don't know the storm in my life. I don't know the storm in your life. But praise God, Peter, he was all upset.
Preach
and
it.
Jesus was just sleeping. Amen. In the midst of the storm, he was sleeping. He was resting. Amen. I don't care what storm you got this morning. He's far above the storm.
Yes.
Try to get you eyes on Jesus, amen. You got to look full into his wonderful face, amen. Hey, you just got to draw nigh with a pure heart. That's a lot of times we can't get above because we got problems wrong in our heart. You know, a lot of times we say, well, resist the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from it. That is what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
But the verse prior to that says, submit yourselves therefore to the Lord. Resist the preacher. Am I going too long? You're telling
no.
me. Go on.
Yeah.
I remember one time I dropped in this black church up here in Clarksville, Tennessee. And I tell you, have y'all ever told y'all about that preacher?
Tell
us. Man, I had a time of my life up here. I got out of prison in Missouri and I walked in this church. And when it said Tabernacle Baptist Church. I said, well, that's Harold Sattler, you know, Tabernacle Baptist Church. I walked in there, and it was these two black, and I ain't talking about black.
No.
You don't like black folks? I preach to them all the time. I love them, amen.
Yeah, man.
When I say that name, they'll start looking at me. I said, y'all call me white, we call y'all black. I said, y'all mahogany, I'm pale faced, it don't matter. Amen. Yeah. But anyways, I walked in that church, and these two black ladies, they had these big old gloves on, and they said, can we help you? They was ushers. They had a little... And I said, well, I might be in the wrong place. I didn't say that, but I was thinking I might be in the wrong place. And I said, where's your bathroom? Amen. They said, right over there. So I went in the bathroom. I'm praying, Lord, it's church time, but I don't know if I'm in the right kind of church here. I got myself in a mess, but I don't want to hurt these folks' feelings, you know. I walked back out, and them big old ladies, one of them grabbed my arm and took. She said, come on, you're going to meet the preacher. Amen. I said, do what? And they took me up this flight of stairs. I walked up in there, and here's a big old tall dear man of God, precious man of God, still prays for me, amen. But anyways, he opened his office door and said, Pastor Jimmy, here's this preacher passing through. And I ain't never met this guy in all my life. He just grabbed me and hugged me. Oh, God bless you, boy. Let's have a word of prayer. He starts praying over me, amen. I thought, oh, man, this is good right here now.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting a hold of God.
Yeah.
He got done. He said, son, I'm still getting over here in my room with God. He said, you go back down. I'll be down a little bit. We'll get it going, amen. Praise God. I went down there and I was sitting in a pew and this other guy come up. He said, you a man of the cloth? I said, what? I never heard of that. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm a preacher. I'm a missionary. Just got out of prison. He said, get on the platform. You got to come to the platform, you know.
Uh-oh.
And I went up there and I sat on the platform. And they had these big old leather chairs. They brought me a big old glass of water. And I'm sitting there just a smiling. Had these other two ministers come over here. And I'm just smiling. I think, Lord, this is good. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm just sitting there. And I Finally, all of a sudden, they get a playing lady with a tambourine up down the aisle. Praise God, they going at it. Had old bass going at it. Everything, man, they just having a good old time. I'm just drinking my glass of water, sitting in my leather chair, having a, I don't know how I got on this story, amen.
That's what I'm telling.
But I would just say, I'm saying far above, praise God.
Yeah.
You have a good time when you get on that higher ground,
yes,
with the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen, amen.
Right.
Huh? But here I was, I sat on the platform. He come down the side, and he sat beside. He said, boy, I'm so glad the Lord done sent you here today. He said, I tell you what, I want you to take about 5 minutes, amen. I said, well, praise God, preacher, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
He said, get up. And I just took 5 minutes. I sat down. He said, man, boy, you got a message in that Bible. I want some more, you know.
Yeah.
I said, well, I got a Bible. I just try to get up and talk. He said, boy, get up there and preach, amen.
Yeah.
Then I got up here and I just took on the preaching and all I got. He kept, hey man, he run behind me. Hey man, preach something. He,
yeah,
kept, and that's why I got to thinking about you. Hey,
he
was preaching me to death, amen. I thought, boy, I didn't hardly have two words to say, and he kept hitting me on the shoulder. And
yeah,
man, I tell you, it was about 12:30 or so, and folks, yeah, are still shouting. Up. Finally, he kept pulling my coattail. He's behind me, and finally, I turned. I said, now, Pastor Clark, where I come from, when Brother Blue down there, and I said, that man pull your coattail, that means shut up. It's time to go, amen.
Yeah.
And he just laughed. He said, oh, son, just preach on, amen.
Yeah.
I went about 15 more minutes and I was about to die, amen. Praise God. Went back there a second time and got to preach, and it wasn't me, amen. I tell you, I didn't have nothing on my heart, just a thought. And I sat in the back trying to hide out, and he see me again. He says, son, you don't come to my church and hide. Get up here. He had me preach that morning. I never forget, amen. I preached out of the book of Ephesians. I was talking about the lost man there, Ephesians chapter 2. And I never forget, there was a young man about 31 years of age. I told that story that morning. I don't know if I ever told it here. My brother-in-law died 31 years of age. Out drinking, running the roads, you know. He hit a telephone pole, and that telephone pole in the church parking lot behind the telephone pole, they had a sign up. And that sign said, forever is forever, and hell has no exit door.
Mm.
Forever is forever, and hell has no exit door.
Mm.
Think about that this morning. My brother-in-law, 31 years old, went out into eternity. Our only hope that we have, a lady at one church took him on a bus route when he was 5 years old. He said he got saved. That's the only hope. But that ain't much hope to hang on to, friend. You better know that you're saved,
no, right,
that you're far above,
amen,
sin. The only way you can get above sin is get in Christ, amen. Why? Because we all,
right,
sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Right.
But I'll never forget, I told that story that morning, and there was a young black man back there, had them long black dreads way down here. He come out of that aisle just a squalling like a baby, amen. Got saved. His grandma jumped out of that pew. Wah! Wah! Hey, amen. There's another family joined the church, and it wasn't me, amen. I don't even remember what I even said. That it was just God.
Amen,
amen,
brother.
Huh? He just let me get up there and run my... God was speaking to the heart. That grandma been a praying. What,
yeah,
happened? That boy been running from God for years,
yeah,
without sin. He come down that morning. He said, I'm tired of running from God. He got saved.
Amen.
Right? You know what his testimony was? He said, I'm 31 years old and I don't want to be the man, young man of that man. Amen. Think about it. Could be somebody here this morning. Today's your morning.
Yeah, right.
You need to get in,
yes,
Christ.
Brother.
You need to get it settled. Hey, you don't need a... Hey, talk about it. The brother, pastor, talk about it. We don't need to worry about all the knowledge of the world.
No.
Man, this world's so full of knowledge. So the Bible says, ever learning, never able to come into
the knowledge of
the truth.
Right.
Amen. The world by wisdom knew not God.
Right, brother.
The only way you're going to know God, just... I got a message I might preach this week about faith. How do you get faith? Just take God at His Word.
That's it.
It ain't hard. Just take God at,
yes,
His Word. Amen. For by grace you are saved through faith, and now yourselves are a gift of God. I'm,
right,
glad I'm far above. Amen.
Praise
God.
Praise it, brother.
Hey, I'm really,
yeah,
going far above for long. Amen.
Yeah.
For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the
dead
in
Christ
first. Then they which are alive remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to,
right,
be the Lord there. And so shall we ever
be with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
You talk about far above then. Amen. Praise,
yeah,
God. He said, beloved, it doth not yet appear we shall be, but we know that when He shall
appear,
we shall
be like Him.
We shall see Him.
See Him.
He is. Amen. And every man that hath this hope in Him purified Himself, even as He is pure. We have a hope,
right,
amen, that's both steadfast and sure, and that within the veil this morning.
Yes,
amen,
brother.
Far, hey, above, praise God. I don't know what's got you down, but God's ready to bring you out. Amen.
Yeah.
Far above. Praise God. Some of you done got bogged down.
Yeah.
Y'all from the country here, y'all know what bogged down. Anybody don't know what bogged down means? Pray. I said that one time to a bunch of juveniles. I said, y'all know what bogged down means? They didn't know. They was all from the city. Amen. I said, well, one time I was a little boy, my uncle Tug, Kentucky, we went out fox hunting late one night. I got to shut up, don't I preach?
No,
I ain't got a watch on, amen.
Just forget the watch. Go ahead and preach.
We out there fox hunting when I was a little boy. Of course, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My uncles, they was all as drunk as can be. And they said, we're going to go fox hunting. And I'll be honest, I didn't really have a good time that night. You know, I was just a little boy, you know. And they made me stay in the Jeep while they drinking beer and run through the woods after fox and everything. And I didn't have a good time. But I remember we got stuck. That Jeep got stuck in the mud. We couldn't even move that thing, mud up to the doors, and that was about my favorite part of the whole night, amen. I mean, I was probably about 7-8 years of old, and I can remember I was thinking, how in the world are they going to get us out of this mess, amen. And all of a sudden, broom, broom, all through them woods, you start hearing other motors. These other Jeeps come with winches and hooks, amen. They hooked that thing on there, and they pulled it out, amen. And we was back down the mountain rolling again. A few years ago, as a matter of fact, I had my family. We was over near Pensacola area and just driving around, you know. And I didn't realize them sand drop-offs on the side of the road, you know. I thought you used to, hey, pull off in the dirt. I pulled off in that sand, and I went off, friend. That stuff, you just disappeared. Man, I was running. And all of a sudden, a few minutes down the road, here come this guy, and he had this big old yellow rope, one of them big old, like a tractor-trailer cross strap, you know. And he hooked that thing on and yanked my van. I was rolling again. You know what? Maybe some of you need to get hooked up, yanked out, brought back, amen. You got so far down, so bogged down, so cold, so indifferent. Hey, praise God. You know who I can find out who's bogged down? Because they're the ones sitting out there looking at me and giving me that mean looks, amen. Or maybe they're trying to figure out why I got slobber coming out of my mouth, amen. I don't know. Hey, one old preacher years ago, Mays Jackson, said that's just milk from Canaan land, praise God, amen. It ain't spoiled milk either, praise God.
Yeah.
Hey, we just need to get far above all these troubles and troubles.
Amen,
amen.
Brother.
You
preach it.
Preacher, you ain't got no troubles. I got all kind of trouble. Hang around. I'll get you good and depressed if you want to hear about it. Amen. But praise God, I've got a Savior. Amen. That I'm saved.
Amen, brother.
Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
I'm about to feel good this morning.
Preach
thank
on,
God
brother.
I've been saved. Amen. Saved.
Hallelujah.
So sweet to sound. Saved a wretch like
me.
I once was lost, but now I'm
found.
I was blind, that old blind man. He was such bad. That religious crowd will keep you from Jesus, friend.
That's right.
You know what to keep you from coming down the old-fashioned altar and telling God, I just need help this morning? Religion, amen.
Right.
That old blind man, he said, I ain't going to let no religious crowd. All I can know, I can't see. But I can hear there's somebody coming by.
Yeah, brother.
I can't see him, but I can hear him. Sound like a footstep, sound like a crowd of following him.
Yeah.
Hey, that's somewhere where Jesus went. There's a crowd of following him, amen.
Yeah. All right.
Huh? When it got down to the end, there was a smaller crowd. Why? They didn't want to be persecuted, friend.
Amen.
That's where we're at in this day and hour. But I'm telling you, we don't need to let no religion keep us away from drawing nigh to the
right,
Lamb of
brother.
God. That blind man, he just cried out even louder, Thou Son of David, have mercy,
mercy
on
yes.
me, amen. I'm telling you, you just need to get to Jesus this morning, far above, amen. There's a woman with the issue of blood. There's a crowd around Jesus there.
Right.
She didn't let the crowd stop.
That's
her,
right.
Amen. She just said, if I could just get over here close to him.
Touch him, yeah.
He's coming through that crowd, and she just grabbed
Hallelujah.
His garment. He said, who touched me?
Yeah.
There's all kind of people bumping up against him, amen.
Yeah.
But there was a virtue went out of him.
Yes, he knew power and lifted.
Somebody touched me. I tell you, the only way you're going to get to the heart of God, amen, you've got to come with a sincere, contrite, broken heart, amen.
Right.
Draw nigh with a clean heart, amen. Bible talks a lot. There's a lot of good preaching in that Bible, amen.
Yeah.
A pure heart, amen.
Yeah.
Talks about a wicked heart, deceitful. That heart, we got to guard our heart, amen.
Amen.
Get far above. Get pulled out. Get plugged up. Hey, let's get close to the Lord, amen,
amen
this
brother.
Day and hour. These are perilous times we're living in, friend. Huh? I tell you, y'all notice this, even prison, I'm no sober. I've been going to prison this August, 9 years with the Rock of Ages, 10 years altogether. I've even noticed in prison how a lot of times the crowds start going down sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, some places, if you can get there, I thank God, praise God, the first time ever, I got kicked out of prison with these guys.
Yeah, you sure did.
You don't go to prison with Pastor Stevenson and Brother Donovan here, amen, Brother Murphy, I mean, amen.
Yeah.
Huh? We went over there. I know I got what time. I got to shut up.
No, no well, I ain't got no watch. I ain't got no watch.
I had to stay away from here.
You go ahead.
I went over there. We was doing that back in June, I guess it was. We was at that the reception center down there in Greenhead, and we had the lightning hit there one day in the service. It was pitch dark during that service. And I tell you, there's some guys in there. I won't even talk with the mixed crowd here. Things that go on, y'all men and women talk about. And the lights went out, and I said, "Don't nobody move, nobody touch nobody, amen." And finally, them generators kicked back on, praise God. And I told him, I said, "I might not be able to whoop y'all, but I'll sling this pulpit, and you know I've been there, amen. Why am I running for hell, praise God?" And y'all, some of y'all, they give them little body alarms. I said, "Well, sir, what's that?" I hit that button so they know where to pick me up after they done killed me, amen. Huh? Man down over here. That's all that button does. Man down, amen. Praise God. I ain't never forget. But I don't know where I was going with that story. Oh, we was over in the prison, and anyways, we couldn't go back at night, so I called Brother Mike Kelly, amen. Yeah. And I didn't know Brother Kelly been through. I just come by to go to church, amen. They say a church that's alive's worth the drive. That's why we coming by, amen. Yeah. Huh? And I just thank y'all for putting me in prison, amen. They told me I should have been there a long time ago. But I called Brother Kelly. I said, "Brother Kelly, we can't go into prison tomorrow night. They've shut it down." He said, "Well, call Brother Stevenson. They got a service over there. You just go with them." Yeah. I said, "We ain't on the list to go." But anyways, he said, "Oh, they'll work out. Ain't no big deal. Just a work camp."
Yeah.
And I praise God, folks, your church, y'all are doing a lot, amen. I went in there, and that's the largest service I've seen to work camp, amen. 70-some men in there. Y'all thank God how he's using this church, amen. Huh? Y'all are reaching souls. I mean, you just don't, you ain't even got to, when you walk into glory, you're going to see a lot of reaping, amen. Huh?
Amen.
I tried to do my part to labor with you, but you mad, Brother Kelly, all these men here, the church, how are we going to reap one day? But anyways, we went and got into prison there, but that officer kept looking. We told him, "Well, we're with Rock of Ages, but we, you know, we help this church, they help us, we work together." And that officer let us in, and I mean, long story short, they got the service going, and Brother Murphy's getting ready to preach, amen. I was all excited, because I've never got to hear him preach. I think, thank God, I get to hear this preacher preach, and got into the service here, you know. And we're sitting, all of a sudden, got a tap on the shoulder. Looked over, and it was a lieutenant. He said, and I got tickled. Brother Jack had done started walking. I was behind Jack, and I looked at inmates sitting behind us. We was on the second to the back row. I looked at them inmates, and I went, and they was laughing, amen. We got in there, and that lieutenant said, "What are y'all doing in here?" I said, "Well, we just come in to help them in service, you know, Rock of Ages." And he said, "But y'all's name ain't on the list here to come in tonight." I said, "Well, he let us in. You know, we ain't here for trouble." He said, "I'm going to tell you, just me and my officers, we're the only ones that know about it." I said, he said, "If anybody else finds," he said, "I can get in trouble. Maybe I shouldn't be telling this story, amen." Y'all didn't hear this story, but I'll finish it. Hey! Anyways, that was over in Alabama. No, I was just kidding, amen. Got to tell the truth, Lord. But I done got a rut now. I need pulled out, preacher, amen.
Yeah.
But anyways, he come in. He said, "They don't even know you're here except for us." I said, "Well, I tell you what, you give me about 5 minutes, I'll be through that gate, and I'll be drinking coffee down the road, amen." He said, "I see you." We is gone, amen, praise God. But that's the first prison I ever got thrown out of, amen. First, I said, "Thank you, Jesus, amen." Got thrown out for Jesus, amen. Praise God. I don't know. I'm about to give out now. I'm just up here going on, amen. Ain't nothing like going to pray. Ain't nothing like serving Jesus.
Not a thing. Huh? Amen.
Man, I don't know what you're going through. Not everybody's a preacher, but you can just have fun just serving Jesus, amen. I tell you this, preacher, we seen y'all think back in June come by and just wanted to see the church. I thank God what he's doing, amen.
Yeah, boy.
I look forward to coming back by and just come and walk in that church, seeing it all done, amen. Huh? What a blessing, what God. 40 years. What a blessing how God used this man of God, amen. When he said God would give us 40 more, I was praying, God, just touch him like you did Lee Robertson. One time I was riding to Faith Baptist camp. I got to confess, I was behind this car, big old red Cadillac. And I say, "Man, who's this guy? He's driving too slow. I wish he'd get out of the way." I know y'all don't do that stuff, amen. Y'all, my wife, it tears her nerves up the way I drive, amen. She's a praying. But I'm telling the truth. She'll tell. But I was going, and I said, "This guy's going too slow." And finally I looked, and I saw that gray hair, you know. And I said, "Wait a minute, it might be one of them preachers. And I backed up, you know. So I was going to pass him, you know. And I said, "Well, we're only a few miles from a church. That wouldn't be too smart, would it, you know?" Anyways, he pulled up, and that big old red Cadillac pulled up by the tabernacle, and tall, gray-haired fella, and it was Dr. Lee Robertson, 90-some years old, drove up to the camp meeting to preach that night. I never forget, I felt so bad because I was riding his bumper. I sat way in the back of the tabernacle and I said, Lord, I'm sorry, help me, you know. And that man of God got up, and I never forget, he preached on knowing the will of God for your life. He preached about 15 minutes. He got done. He was getting ready to leave. And Dr. Allen got up, and Brother Allen said, hey, don't nobody get critical. This man of God's going home. He's 90-some years old. If you're 90-some years old, you probably need to go on home right now, too.
Huh? Yeah.
But I never forget, 15 minutes, that man just had a glow about
him. Yeah, see it right there.
And he preached about knowing the will of God. And I was sitting all the way in the back, and I thought, I was wondering, maybe he thought I was the one on his bumper because he's looking with that finger back there, you know. Huh? But there's a lot of people there, amen. So, but God was speaking to my heart, and he said, young man, do you want to know the perfect will of God for your life?
Mm.
And in my heart, I said, Lord, that's what I need. Yes. Just God's perfect will.
That's it.
You know what his perfect will this morning is? Just to know you saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Huh? And I ain't going to preach all the will of God, but that's the main thing this morning.
Right.
Knowing that you're saved, far above it all.
Yeah.
Far above it all. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? That's why we go and y'all go and you give out tracts. You go to prison. You come free. Huh? You tell your loved ones because you want them to get above it all. Amen.
That's
you don't want to die in sin.
No way. No way.
No one die in sin.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to see anybody die and go to hell. Amen.
It's awful.
Don't give up on me. I got to quit. I know. Amen. I don't even know what time. Hey, I hope you preach, preacher, but don't give up. I tell you this. Maybe I just said a few things. God will take what my scattered words. Don't give up on your loved ones. Amen.
Amen.
My wife, I tell you, she's a praying warrior. She's been praying, witnessing to her sister. It's her prayers. Amen. We all pray for her. But her sister got saved, come to our church under conviction. I guess what, October last year? Maybe somewhere? Or when was it? Like April? April last year? So over a little over a year now. Be honest with you, she's under such conviction, but she's been calling my wife for weeks, asking her questions, talking to her. You know, she said, well, look at my... I ain't going to get... But anyways, Tina kept just being kind to her, praying for her, giving her advice. And she was under such conviction, she probably could have got saved before the preacher preached. But as he got done, she went down, called on the Lord. Long story short, the guy she had been was with, they had a baby together. And I know a lot of people, oh, she didn't get saved because they still live. Well, let God's grace do a work, amen. Huh?
Yeah.
Let God's grace work a little bit, amen. A lot of times, oh, they got saved, but well, they should quit smoking before the sun goes down. Let God's grace work in their heart, amen. I smoked for a little while after I got saved. I didn't know, but God started working on me about that. Huh?
Amen.
Well, you saying he's been working on you about that for 40 years still, amen.
Amen.
I told you I got to quit. I get in trouble, amen. Hey, someone, well, I'm looking for the doors, amen. But she got saved. And that boy, he said he got saved at a fair, that guy. But finally, the preacher, he started going to church with the preacher, come by and he met. He said, I ain't saved. He got saved. They got married, amen.
Amen.
You know what? Now, this year, her other children, they gotten saved. But now this year, her children are going to Christian school, and she's teaching in the Christian school.
Amen.
Huh? Don't give up on your loved ones, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Some of you gotten down in the scurry. You give up. Don't give up.
Right.
He's far above. He knows what's going on. Amen.
Huh? Amen.
He's in such bad shape. They said he's stinking. But the Lord was far above that stink. Amen. He's far above the stink,
yes,
in your life. Amen. Praise God. Preach about that. He's far above the stink.
Yeah, that'd be a good message.
I love you, preacher. Amen.
Amen. Bless you, brother.
He's still hooked up, though. Amen.
Oh, he needed this. I don't need this. One out of word. I figured if I get him up by there, he'd do a little bootleg preaching. Sometimes you got to trick him. Thank you, brother. Thank you for obeying the Lord. That's what I wanted him to do. That was God's word for us this morning. Amen. You know, he said, I've just come by just to be in service. I didn't come by to preach now. So that's why I had to get him up here like I got him. He had to think I was going to preach. But when God didn't set the message, I don't have anything to say. You know what? That's why we got to follow the will of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for his word. I believe God's on that young man. And God's using him. Amen. He's full of life. Full of the Spirit of God. And full of the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for it. Let's stand together and ask him to come. We'll sing a song and we'll If you be here this morning, God spoke to your heart, won't you come? While he's calling, while he's coming, while he's still waiting, while there's still time.